When you put on a movie and you just let it go in the background and you do other things like play on your phone or play on your computer, a good movie to put on is anything with Nicolas Cage in it.
That's true.
He's in so many movies that aren't great, but they don't suck.
Right.
You know, they're kind of just background movies.
You don't have to pay attention to them because it's not like there's important dialogue or you're going to miss some major plot point. No, it's just it's going on. And anytime you look up, oh, now they're in the place. OK, got it. Oh, I see. Now they're on an airplane. Got it.
You know? It's the same movie.
Right.
So, oh, Nicolas Cage is saying words.
Right, okay. And there he is. There he is chasing somebody. Oh, there he is being chased. Yeah,
and his face—they took the face off and put the face on something else. Well, Nicolas Cage has a new movie coming out called Pig.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, this movie is supposed to be brilliant.
Really?
It's supposed to be his best performance ever.
I thought he was really good in Valley Girl.
He got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Whoa.
Already. So I don't know anything about this movie other than it's supposed to be beautiful and brilliant. And it's called Pig.
It's one of the best reviewed movies right now, I'm hearing. Is this, that's what it says. Is this one of the movies that they showed at the Cannes Film Festival or something? Is it one of those film festival movies?
Okay. Probably. So Rotten Tomatoes went, uh-oh, we got a hit. Nicolas Cage has a hit. So they went and they ranked all of the Nicolas Cage movies. So there's 88 of them. I didn't know there's 88 Nicolas Cage movies.
Jesus. Okay.
So this movie, Pig, comes in number 2 on the list of all-time Nicolas Cage movies.
Wait, what was their number 1 then?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which was the cartoon Spider-Man. It was really good. It was really good.
I didn't remember that he was in that. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't either. But they ranked they ranked it number 1. So, on the list also Moonstruck number 4.
Oh, right. He was very good in that. Yeah. And let me guess, Leaving Las Vegas.
No, Face Off is number 5. Great movie. A movie you forgot, you haven't mentioned yet, Raising Arizona. Number 7.
I just remembered it as you were saying it. Actually, that should be higher. Now that I think about it, Raising Arizona and Valley Girl are probably my 2 favorite Nicolas Cage movies.
That is a great, great movie. Leaving Las Vegas is number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then Peggy Sue Got Married. Forgot about that. That's 13. I like that movie.
It was cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Valley Girl 16.
That's a little too low. I brought that up first.
But number 17, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. How can that movie be lower?
Because he wasn't really in it. He had a tiny part. When you think about Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Nicolas Cage is not one of the lead actors. He was just somebody who happened to be in it. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think of that as a Nicolas Cage movie. Do you?
No, not really, but it's a movie that he was in. So It Could Happen to You is number 23. It's the one where he was a cop and he got the winning lottery ticket and shared it with a waitress.
Excuse me. That's where I got my whole Rosie Perez impression from.
Which is?
Why don't you just give her all the money?
She was pissed when he gave her the money. And I just watched that because it was on in the background while I was doing stuff. The Rock is number 27. Great movie with Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have Honeymoon in Vegas, which had Sarah Jessica Parker in it. That's number 30. And
again, I don't think of that as a Nicolas Cage movie either.
Yeah, it was. It went James Caan, Nicolas Cage, Sarah Jessica Parker. They were the 3 in it. And then the great movie you have to watch, Willy's Wonderland, because he doesn't utter a word in this movie.
What is that?
It's a guy who is hired to, remember Showbiz Pizza when they would have those animals that moved and they would sing in a band? Animatronic things? So these things come alive and start killing people.
Oh, cool.
And he's inside the place, but he doesn't say a word in the whole movie. Not one word. Yeah, I mean, you're always waiting. Maybe this scene he's going to talk. No, never does. Family Guy, number 42. Drive Angry. Love that movie, 45. There's lots of boobs in that movie.
I just realized that Leaving Las Vegas, I got that wrong. I thought that was, when you said Sarah Jessica Parker, I thought that was the movie that she was in with Steve Martin.
Oh, no, this is actually the three of them, James Caan, her,
and right, now Nicolas I remember. Cage. Now you're right about that. But see, Fast Times at Ridgemont High should not be on that list. Because first of all, his character's name was Brad's friend. So he didn't even have his own.
He didn't even have a name.
There wasn't even a name. And he was in there as Nicholas Coppola. Because remember, he's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew. So he wasn't even Nicolas Cage yet. So you can't put that movie in there. I think it's interesting that he's in this movie, Pig, and that's supposed to be like his greatest role. Because I find that there's a lot of these actors that you look at, you don't take them all that seriously, and they do one thing, and you're like, whoa. You know, like, I never thought Matthew McConaughey was much of an actor. He's okay. You know, he's decent. He's done some roles, and I was like, yeah, he wasn't bad in that. When he did Mud, did you see Mud?
No.
Oh, my God. He was so good in that I'm like, where's this Matthew McConaughey been for all these years? Where's this guy been?
Everybody gets that one movie. And I think Pig is going to be the Nicolas Cage movie.
Well, it's streaming on Amazon Prime.
Oh, it's on there right now?
Yeah, you don't have to go to the movie theaters to see it. It's going to be on Prime and I think one other streaming service. You can go to the movies to see it if you choose. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But no, it's on Prime, which is where you and I will probably end up watching it.
Yeah, I got to look ahead now and say, okay, what movie is going to come out to make me go to the movie theater? And the only one I can see in the future is Ghostbusters.
Right, or a Star Wars thing.
I don't even know if I'd do a Star Wars thing. I might do The Matrix when that comes out.
Right.
I might, but I don't know. I'm so weird about going to the movie theater right now.
And are you going to wait to see if people like it? Like, are you going to try to see The Matrix as soon as it comes out so you've seen it first? Or are you going to wait to see if it was any good? Because if people are like, ugh, that sucked, then you're not going to waste the money and your time and your COVID.
In your life.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're COVID.
Matrix, I might wait. Ghostbusters, I want to see opening weekend.
All right. Well, then why don't you go at take the day off of work and go at like Friday at 11.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what I usually do when a movie comes out that I really want to see.
And it's cheaper.
Well, I don't care about the cheaper. I like to see it in the movie theater, but I don't like crowds. And especially now because of COVID, I don't want crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Delta variant. I don't want that. Delta plus, whatever the hell's going on. I want to be able to sit there and enjoy the movie and not think about, is that person next to me coughing?
See, and that's the thing. If somebody's right next to me, I'm just going to freak out.
Yeah, Friday at 11. That's my advice to you. That's what we always. Yeah, Friday at 11.